All right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
Maybe to the end of town. Maybe not. I'm Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show really all about endurance sports. Mostly kind of always about running, but sometimes triathlon and cycling. And, you know, we at Running Flat actually produce running endurance events here in Southern Ontario and Michigan. And this kind of show, this kind of takes you every, as like a little weekly trip through kind of our industry, the whole kind of running movement, all these kind of great stories of all these people you get to meet along the way. Some of them are extreme elite athletes, and some of them are just folks who, you know, want to make a difference in their lives, lose 100 pounds and just get out there. And really, that's what it's really all about for us is getting people out there and showing them that you could be any age to run or walk. You just have to motivate yourself because it's all about you to kind of get you out the door and do it. And it's a reoccurring theme on this show for the past 3 years, where we kind of talked about running is ageless and running is for everybody and you can do it at any age. And it's true. We every week we talk about it. So last week, we didn't talk so much about running as much as we talked about beer. Our good friends Mike and Ian from the Walkerville Brewery were here to talk about their award-winning beers and how important it is for them to kind of be that great community brewery, kind of in the center and the heartbeat of the Walkerville district. Amazing beers. And we also talk about the Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft 5K that we co-produce. And that's August 20th, and we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on the show. So on tonight's show, I want to revisit from a number of weeks ago. We had my good friend Chad Evans from Salt Lake City, Utah on from the Color Run. I want to bring that back because it is Color Run weekend this weekend. So that big buzz here in the city is the thousands of people who are just hopping and ready to go and just can't wait for Color Run Nights, which is this Saturday night. And a little bit later on the show, Steve Bell, the sports director, here at AM 800, famously always on the morning show with Mike and Lisa, he's going to join me. And we're going to talk about just that complete and utter mess in Russia regarding the doping scandal. And we're going to kind of take it apart a bit. And it's really, it's like James Bond, the stuff that these guys are pulling. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to talk about that in the back half of the show. Ben Kaplan is not going to join us tonight. We also have Song of the Week. If you're interested in any of the shows for the past 3 years, any of the episodes, you can catch them on Running Flat Radio, the tab on runningflat.com. You can stream it right there off the website, or you can just go to iTunes and go to Running Flat Radio and download it as a podcast. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's coming up. So this weekend, July 23rd, at Riverfront Plaza in the city of Windsor, for the fourth year, the Color Run. You know, I made a decision actually at last year's event. I said, you know what, let's do the night event, because the Color Run was experimenting with a night event in and around the United States. And they also own something called the Electric Run. Now, the Electric Run is absolutely incredible. If you're in a market, a large city market like San Diego, I believe Seattle, Tokyo, Paris, and believe it or not, we have listeners in all those locales, so I just named them. There is an Electric Run this year in those markets. And the Electric Run is second to none, one of the biggest infrastructural runs in the world. It is so bloody cool. A number of years ago, there was actually an entire Bachelor episode done on with the Electric Run on it. It's a very, very cool event. And so this is kind of like a mini version of the Electric Run. It's Color Run Nights. We do throw color. The color is iridescent. There's tons of black lighting on the course. Plus your headlamp that you get as your swag is a black light. So everything's always glowing all the time on the course. Tons of music. And then there's also a glow-in-the-dark bubble zone. There's also a really cool glow-in-the-dark stencil zone. And And then it kind of ends off in a big dance party with the color throws and, you know, some lasers and all kinds of really cool black lighting effects at Riverfront Plaza. It is this weekend. It is this Saturday night. It's going to be a warm night. We have a whole bunch of food trucks who are going to be joining us this year as well down there. So come and join us for the day. It's going to be an awesome event. You know, if you got nothing else to do, come join 10,000 of your best friends and let's get dirty together. It's going to be awesome. Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, August 20th. And yeah, it kind of starts and finishes at the brewery. It's just an absolute fun. It is an adults-only event. I can't stress that enough. You have to be 19 years of age and older to actually register. It's an adults-only event because we do give away beer at the event. And there's also this whole social mixer that kind of goes along with it that kind of makes us run a little bit famous. And it's when you register, you have to declare yourself as being single. So you get a green bib that says, I'm available. If you're married or taken in or in a committed relationship, you get a red bib that says, I'm taken. And then there's a yellow bib that says it's complicated for those who have very complex relationships. They're the rock stars at the event, honestly. It's so much fun watching those people try to explain why they're wearing a yellow bib. Hockey Town 5K, totally and utterly sold out. Please don't call or email. Enough sad stories. You're not going to get a bib. There are none to give. There are none to get. It is utterly sold out. The one thing that is available is the virtual race. So if you know you're listening in Tokyo or San Diego, and you're a big Red Wings fan, you can get a really cool Joe Louis shirt, and you can get a really cool Joe Louis inspired farewell medal. Awesome event. It's going to be fabulous. It is totally sold out. There is no capacity left in it. It's finished. Sorry, guys. Maybe next year. And we'll talk about that later. Zombie Chase will be opening up soon, but it is Thanksgiving Saturday here on the waterfront in Windsor. And, you know, when we come back, I'm going to replay a color run interview from a couple weeks ago with Chad Evans. And we'll be back right after these messages on Running Flat Radio.
Hi, I'm Vince from TELUS. Did you know JD Power ranked as highest wireless network quality in Ontario?
Whoa, what does that mean?
It means you'll get reliable coverage across the province.
So I can post selfies on the Collingwood hiking trails?
Sure can. From Thunder Bay to Ottawa and a lot of places in between, you'll get reliable coverage on Ontario's largest mobile network.
Perfect. Now I can share pics on all my hikes.
Join TELUS and see why our amazing network and coverage sets us apart. Visit telus.com/network for details.
Essex County Library workers would rather be serving our residents than being on strike over a phantom issue created by County Council. Sick time is not a problem at our libraries. Management knows this and has acknowledged that there will be no savings from this change. So why is Council keeping workers on the picket line and depriving residents of vital library services? Call County Council and tell them to settle this strike and open our libraries for our community.
A message from QP. AM 800 weather is brought to you by AutoMax Windsor. Get financing for your vehicle regardless of your credit history. Apply today at automaxxwindsor.com.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Just a few clouds for tonight. A light northeast wind, the low of 18. Sunny for tomorrow. High of 29, a humid X of 35. Clear sky for tomorrow night, the low of 21. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, the high reaching 33. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers and a high of 34. Continuing warm for Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high of 33.
Hey, Dale, Fred paid me for his ticket. Have your money on you?
Ah, I forgot my wallet.
All right. I also got everyone small Tim Hortons iced coffees. They're a dollar each.
A dollar? You know what? This round's on me.
When Tim Hortons iced coffees are only a dollar, everyone feels a little generous. Made from Tim Hortons original blend coffee, it's the refreshing way to enjoy your favorite drink.
I got one for this guy, too. And that guy over there.
Treat yourself or a crowd to a creamy and smooth $1 iced coffee from Tim Hortons today. Small plus applicable taxes at participating restaurants for a limited time.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
My next guest is one of my best friends and also one of the best race directors I know in the business today. He's been there since the start of the Color Run, and as it's expanded around the world as the largest run in the world. And he's also a former soccer player, pro soccer player in the European leagues. And we reach him in Salt Lake City, Utah. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Chad Evans.
Christopher Jasinski, how's it going?
Awesome, brother. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So, you know,
thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know what? It's always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I think a couple things that I really want to get off the table, and I want people to understand what the Color Run is and what is its scope. I mean, it is just an incredibly large event locally, but it's also an event that's around the world that everyone kind of shares in. And maybe we can just start with like the 101s on the Color Run, then we'll work our way over to Color Run Nights that's coming here July 23rd.
Yeah, absolutely. The Color Run obviously has grown into just a massive organization, putting on, you know, over, you know, 180 events a year in 52 different countries. And being that big of an organization and growing as fast as we did, obviously, logistically, it was tough, but we had the right team in place, and we made it happen. That's why we're still in business and coming up with new events and really striving in the business, in my opinion, and growing the business when sometimes we're seeing others kind of fall back. So
yeah, and
we're grateful for that.
And a couple of years ago, I mean, there was, like, everyone and their mother and copycats of the Color Run. I mean, there was, I think, like, 8 major copycats that were kind of following the color run around North America. And what I find absolutely incredible is that all of them were also from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, it's kind of a I don't know what you say, a breeding ground for different sorts of things. One is MLM, multi-level marketing companies, the other is running companies and a few others. But yeah, it's one of those deals. There's a lot of entrepreneurs in Utah. And somebody gets an idea and kind of runs with it, and then you get the next person that thinks they can do the same thing. But which is okay. I mean, competition is healthy in some instances.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I think really the thing that's really set us apart is, aside from just being a business, our main goal, which is in mind, and it's one of my favorite sayings, and we have it just posted huge in our office, is kind of our goal and our mission statement, if you will, and it's, one, bring people together, create exceptional experiences, and make the world a happier and healthier place. And I think that with us kind of sticking those goals and every single event we do, we look at that and we say, okay, are we achieving these things? And are our runners going to feel this way? And it's a lot different than just creating a run and just to make money or whatever. It's about really each one of those goals and making sure people are having a good time and enjoying that experience.
And I think what's really unique about the Color Run, so if you come from a running background or a running business background, let's say a decade ago, you know, everything was really kind of cut and dry. Everything was very, it's a 5K, it's 5,000 meters, it's a USATF certified course or Athletics Canada certified course, right? You know, it's timed, there's bibs, you know, it's, you know, it had that specific formula. It's the same formula that we've had, you know, well, timing's only been around for, you know, 15, 16, maybe 20 years, depending on the technology. And before that, we used to kind of handwrite everything down, right, as runners came in with a clock and a stopwatch. But, you know, that's been the basic formula all these years. And then the Color Run came around. And I was at that initial conference where Travis spoke down in Georgia. And you know, it was incredible to me. I think the company had been around for 8 months at that time. And what he was doing and what the Color Run was doing was so revolutionary for the running industry. But not just that, but also just the health business out there. Getting people who would never, ever get caught in a 5K into a 5K because it was so compelling. It was so fun. You know, the grandkids were doing it. The kids were doing it. The grandparents were doing it. The great-grandparents were doing it. Everybody was doing it. We got to do it. And it's just been an incredible experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you go back 20 years or whatever. I mean, even if it was just a 5K, you would show up in the morning. It's pretty competitive still, right?
Oh yeah,
people still trying to get the best time, and which is great. But that competitiveness really scared a lot of people away, in my opinion, because they were worried. They didn't want to be timed. They didn't want to find out how slow or fast they were, or, you know, if it's just a 5K, oh, I should be able to run the full 3.1 mile or 5K or whatever. So it kind of took that barrier of entry away from them and, you know, really just kind of intrigued them to come out and do the event. And we've had a lot of people, we have a lot of success stories with people saying, you know, the Color Run was my first event. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 3 years ago. I just finally worked my way up. I did my first marathon. Some people, I did my first triathlon. It all started with the Color Run. There's thousands and thousands of those stories. And that was the goal, is just to get people up, get them off the couch or out of whatever they were doing, and get them to come try an event to even see what it was like.
Yeah.
And it kind of opened up their eyes to the rest of the industry.
And you know, look, at you and I have had a million conversations about this. Not a day doesn't go by or an event goes by that I don't get one of those emails saying, hey, this was my first event ever, and I just fell in love with it, and, you know, I prepared for it. I remember the first year you and I worked together on the Color Run down here, and the next morning we came out to just double check on cleanup, and there was a girl sitting on the stage. And she's just kind of sitting out there, just taking it all in, saying, you know, I did this yesterday. You know, like, I did this event yesterday, and it changed my life. Because before that, she had, you know, I think she had lost 75 pounds to do the event, right? And you know, really wasn't in a great place emotionally, and did the event and used it as her goal, and really felt that confidence that now she can go do anything that she wanted to do. And it's just a brilliant feeling as a race director to be able to do that for somebody and bring that to anyone who wants to be involved in it.
Yeah, I mean, those are some of my favorite stories. And on top of just those type of stories, the other stories that are like are not just people that have gotten in shape, but one of the favorite stories at the Color Run is a girl named Pearl, who she had cancer, and one of her wishes was to come out and do the Color Run. So the first year she had all of her family come out and do the Color Run with her, and you know, they weren't really sure where she was at, if she was going to go in remission or if it was going to get worse at this point. And since then she's gotten better. This year she's coming out to do her, you know, sixth Color Run since that time. She's totally in remission, and now the family's using it as kind of like a celebratory event every single year to celebrate that she's now 5 years in remission of cancer. And there's just so many stories like that, and that's why I love the job so much, and I love directing events at the Color Run and for our organization is because there's that feeling at the end of the day of accomplishment, that there's tons of experiences and stories and just examples of like that are coming out of every single event.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what really drives us and pushes us.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, and for us the same thing, you know, and hopefully maybe we've lit a fire. And maybe you might want to do a 10K. Maybe you might want to do a marathon one day. You know, maybe you know, that's your first taste into you know, what running is like. But what I really find fascinating is when I see the really fast runners at the Color Run, and what they've done is they've brought their extended family with them to kind of show them that, hey, this is what I'm passionate about is running. But, you know, but this may be your kind of like entry drug to my sport, you know, where you know, they've got their father and their grandparents or, you know, kids and friends and family out there who probably never run their life and talked them into it and said, you got to do this event because this is kind of what running's about.
Yeah.
So, hey, so let's talk about Color Run Nights. So we've had it here for a number of years as a day event, and now we're just going to turn everything right upside down on everybody by doing it at night.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It gives a completely different spin to the Color Run. Every year we do a new theme or a new tour, if you will. You know, this year for the Color Run Day event is a Tropicolor tour. The Color Run Night is completely different. You know, some people always ask me, you know, what's the difference between the Color Run Day and the Color Run Night? And in my opinion, it's just a completely different experience. Most of the people that run the day event and run the night event are like, wow, you know, I thought it was kind of be the same, kind of the same experience, but I wanted to see what it was like, and they had a completely different experience than what they had in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just going from the day to the night, there's a lot that changes. Yes, you're getting color at each of the color stations, and you're getting color in the finish festival or the finish party if you will. But as far as the run itself, there's a lot of different elements. First off, running in the dark is just completely different, right?
Yeah.
But each participant's given a headlamp. It has both a white light and a black light in there. And versus just going through four different stations on the course, they're going through six different stations. So there's four different color zones that participants will go through and kind of get splashed with color. And then there's a bubble zone where we have basically glow-in-the-dark bubbles mm-hmm. on each side of the course, and it's just tons and tons of bubbles going everywhere that glow in the dark, and it's actually probably my favorite zone. And then we have what we call a black light zone, where we have a bunch of different stencils and black light paint all over the place and on the ground with different messages, and that's actually been one of the favorite zones of participants that have done the event. So a lot of different stuff along the course, and then you have the finish party, which is just drastically different with everything dark and UV lights and glow-in-the-dark signage and lasers and fog and just kind of stuff going everywhere. So
it's awesome.
Between the two events, they're although they're somewhat the same, they're drastically different at the same time.
It's going to be awesome. So if you're interested in joining us for Color Run Nights, just go to runningflat.com. There's the tile that says Color Run Nights. Just click through it, and it'll take you over to the Color Run site and register. I mean, it's such an awesome event to be a part of. And you know, it's become such a great community tradition here as well, where we have, you know, the same folks coming back year after year after year. You just can't get dirty enough.
Yeah, you can't get dirty enough. And like I said, those that have done the Color Run Day event in the past, you know, give the night event a try, because I think you'd be excited with some of the changes, some of the differences that we make in the night event. And it's at night, maybe a little bit cooler, and a great experience for sure.
Oh, but
that's Chad Evans from the Color Run. We'll be back after these messages on Running Flat Radio.
His songs are virtually guaranteed to make you want to move your feet. Billy Ocean. One night only with the Grammy Award winner. October 30th in the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. Pick up Billy's new greatest hits album, Here You Are, the best of Billy Ocean, available now. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. Play smart. Must be 19 years of age or older to attend performance or enter the casino.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
Sex-related charges have been laid against a Windsor elementary school teacher. 42-year-old Christina Albini is a teacher at Christ the King Catholic School, and the alleged victim is a former student at the school. Police say the teacher was arrested yesterday after an investigation by the Child Exploitation Unit. Albini is charged with sexual assault, sexual interference with a person under 16 years of age, invitation to sexual touching, and child luring. A Windsor judge has reserved decision in the sexual assault case of former Spitfire Ben Johnson. The Crown and defense presented their closing arguments today. Justice Kirk Munro has put the case over to next month when he will set a date for a decision. Johnson is accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl in the washroom of the former Mint nightclub in March 2013. It's official. Donald Trump is now the Republican nominee for President of the United States. The state of New York put Trump over the top of 1,237 delegates needed to gain the nomination. And on time and on budget, the new $10 million YMCA at Central Park Athletic should be done by the end of September. General Manager Andy Sullivan toured the site yesterday and says construction is moving along. In sports, the Tigers are looking to make it 8 straight wins over the Twins tonight. Right now, Comerica Park, the two teams are scoreless in the top of the second inning. Later on tonight, the Blue Jays face the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Weather-wise, a few clouds for tonight with a low of 18. Right now in Windsor, it's 24 Celsius, 75 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Ah, the sound of choice. The hum of the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine is music to your indecisive ear. What will go with my Big Mac, you wonder? A Sprite Zero Peach, Raspberry Coke? How about a Sprite with Peach Fanta? Now that's what I call choice. Pair your favorite McDonald's meal with Coca-Cola Freestyle, and it's over 100 drink options. Because life's more refreshing with choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's restaurants in southwestern and midwestern Ontario.
Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And for more information about the Color Run, like we were just talking about earlier before the break, go to runningflat.com. It is this Saturday night. So Friday, there's race kit pickup from 11 till 7 at Riverfront Plaza. You can always sign up there as well. And you can also come by during the day on Saturday and pick up from 5. 9:30 is the actual race time when it gets dark. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, look, at the next topic is basically about Russian athletes. And the Russian Athletics Association has been plunged into one of the most explosive doping scandals in sporting history. 8 of the stars from the London 2012 Olympics have tested positive for drug use, and another 14 from Beijing in 2008. And right now, Russian officials are trying to persuade the world to allow them to compete in the Rio Olympics in a couple weeks. Yesterday, it was uncovered in a shocking detail by an independent source that is all true. To help us go through the facts, our good friend and sports director here at AM 800, Steve Bell, joins us. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Beller.
Hey, Chris, always good to be on.
How are you?
Absolutely great. Just came back, not exactly running, but went for a little bike ride to see my granddaughter, Bryn, play soccer, and it was a competitive match. So, hey, anytime I get a chance to get outdoors, as you say, get off the couch, get outdoors, get active, that's a good day.
That's awesome. So how is running? Let's start with basics. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel actually pretty good. Of course, you kind of got me hooked there a couple of months back when I'd been pretty lazy and thought, you know what, I opened my big mouth and say, well, and you're right. When I listen to your show, I feel bad every Tuesday night. I listen between 7 and 8, and then you think, oh, geez, I really do have to get rolling here a little bit. As people know, I like to stay active. I certainly walk on a regular basis, and I'll go for some lengthy walks, 15, 20K. That's no big deal.
Right.
And ride my bike a bit, but there is a huge difference. There really is, even at a slow pace, between walking and running, actually running. And you're right, it was 2 or 3 months back, yet, and I think one of the differences, you're a jogger, a walker. If you take part in a fun run, if you get a bib number, then you become a runner, I think. If it's a timed event, then you become a runner. When somebody talks, you know, so. But you have to pick an event, I think, to get going. And that was when I thought, hey, look at it. One, I wanted the medal. And you know, you can sign
Canada
up.
Day.
But to really earn the medal, you got it. So it was obviously the Canada Day run. And just a little baby 5K. And I certainly had not prepared. But still, at 24 minutes, I'll take it.
That's a great time.
Yeah, a little bit off what I should be. But then again, I thought it was. And for the folks listening, anytime you get involved in a run that Chris Uzinski organizes, that's the key. It is so well run, folks, so well organized. From the time you register until you get the medal around your neck, it's a great time. And maybe if you're listening to the running show, you obviously have a little bit of an interest here listening to Running Flat. Sign up, even if it's a 5K, and there's so many fun events. You get there.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's not that intimidating. Everybody is so supportive, and nobody cares what your time was. You know, if you walk a little bit, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the camaraderie, the other people that are supportive, it's really a great – the running community, it's great. So anytime I think you're, like you say, off the couch, being somewhat active.
Yeah, got to get out.
Yeah, that's it. So that was the one I picked. I thought, hey, I'll start. I'll get the medal. It's the Wayne Gretzky medal. And that's fun. But I think for everybody listening, you hear it and you think, well, sign up for something, whether it's, you know, the Color Run. There's so many great events coming up. And once you're out there, you're going to meet new friends. And you go at your own pace, and then you get a little bit competitive, you know, even to what you did the last time. But certainly I think it's something that you can do for a long time.
You know, you bring up a really good point. And all of us who are kind of career runners always kind of go through injuries every once in a while. We can't be at Whitlock, for God's sakes, right?
No,
we're,
no.
Running injury-free at 85. You know, and, you know, I have asthma. It's not a secret. I've talked about it on the air that I have chronic asthma.
Right.
And now I have plantar fasciitis.
Oh, plantar fasciitis has to be one of the worst. And people that don't know, it's that whatever connecting tendon between your heel. And I did one of your
runs.
I did the half marathon, one of the times that I did it in Amherstburg, the Heroes Run.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that little tiny bit, there might be, 40 meters, 20 meters through Navy Yard Park, through the park where there's a little bit of gravel.
Yeah.
I almost had to veer off. All I could think of is if one of those little stones hit my heel, I'm going to be crying. Why is that guy, that's almost 60 years old, why is that man crying? Because a little tiny pebble hit his heel that is in such pain. But, and that's it, it seems. And that's why I think sometimes you get maybe a little bit away from it. Runners know whether it's IT band or whatever the injury quite often. But then I think you have to be smart and just back off a little bit. Be content to maybe cross-train, ride the bike a little bit, get out for a walk, and because lots of times the only thing that really heals is some time and a little bit of – but runners sometimes can be, as we all know, a little
stubborn.
Bit – a little bit, you know, type A and just can't give it up a little bit. But the secret, I think, lots of times is to back off a little bit.
Yeah, listen to your body. Listen to your body.
Exactly.
So, you know, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Oh,
because,
anytime.
Because I really need to kind of talk to somebody who actually understands this. Look, here are the claims of what's going on with Russia. Russia has decided to cheat following the very abysmal medal count of 15 at the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. So that's the claim, that's where it all starts. Now, I claim it started a long time ago when we were kids watching Nadia Comaneci and folks like that watching the Olympics going, how are those people that size? But anyway.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you know, before... you know, really the end of communism, and you go back to the Eastern Bloc countries, whether it be, you know, at that time, not only Russia, but the USSR, the Soviet Union, and then later, obviously, before the wall came down, you go back to, you know, the East Germans, those, a lot of those countries and different countries all over the world, I mean, to them, that's a way to show that their system was better than capitalism, better than our system. If we went to a competitive whatever, if it's the Olympics, winter, spring, summer, whichever it happens to be, our system's better. Look at we won more medals, and we will do what? Well, that was long before the extent that we have nowadays in terms of testing athletes,
right.
In terms of it was pretty obvious back there, and. You know, even if you take a look at hockey in the years that, you know, the Soviets were so superior because they considered them amateurs. What do you do for a living? I play hockey 12 months a year.
Yeah, exactly.
I train 12 months a year. Then I'm in the Army. Well, you're really in the Army because you're one of the elite hockey players in your nation, and we'd be throwing amateurs, and that's the same for every single sport. I mean, now the funding behind Canadian athletes is getting better, but nothing to the extent where these countries, they'll take a young prodigy at 10, 12, 14 years old, whatever, and know you're going to be a great runner. This person's going to be, you know, possibly a really good, you know,
gymnast.
Weightlifter,
gymnast, for sure.
Whatever, and they move you away from home, and 24 hours a day, that's what you do. So, I mean, there is, you know, and we'll support you or your family. We'll have, you know, a better way of life. We'll give them a better apartment back in Moscow. So it's been going on, as we know, for many, many years.
It's generational. It's absolutely generational.
But now, to the extent that we're finding out more and more, there was the piece on 60 Minutes, you know, a few weeks back as well, where they continue to, you know, and you talk about, and you feel for some of the athletes that maybe you finished fourth in an event. You might have been on the podium with a bronze medal. But the person that won first, and some people, you're running against a robot. This is not,
right.
You know, it's not only what some of these drugs do. It doesn't necessarily make you run faster. We know that. But in terms of recovery time, I hurt a little bit. I can't lift weights tomorrow this will give you a quicker recovery time that you will be able to get back into the gym and continue your workout tomorrow because of these supplements. These supplements that we happen to give you. So, I mean, it really does look, and it's too bad that it's now, I think, Chris, with these Olympics, because there's already so much drama, so many negative things floating around the Summer Games in Rio.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
From the Zika virus, number one, the facilities, number two, again, just in a piece, I think, a couple of nights ago, I watched on NBC TV on, you know, the crime, the corruption, the pickpockets are just waiting for the athletes and the tourists to arrive. So there's so many negatives. And then you throw in, let's be honest here, one of the three, four most, you know, powerful nations on the planet, the Russians. And whether they're there or not, obviously, you go back to whether it's Los Angeles, the games in Moscow in, what, 80, Los Angeles, 84, the politics involved, certain countries, you know, not going and boycotting, and then now you throw this in. I think this is the last thing that the Rio games need is all of a sudden maybe not have one of the two or three most powerful teams.
I absolutely agree with you. So, you know, what they do is the claims are that, so right after Vancouver in 2011, positive drug tests started disappearing from the anti-doping laboratories. And before the Winter Olympics of Sochi, Russia created a storage bank of clean, frozen urine. And then the Russian Security Service, the FSB, worked in the building next to the Sochi laboratory.
Well, that's pretty convenient.
And they were swapping positive urine samples for clean, negative ones through a mouse hole that they added, it's really incredible. They were actually weighing the samples and measuring them perfectly. So the key was that the FSB agent had access to the Sochi anti-doping laboratory. He was disguised as a sewage and plumbing contractor. So, you know, I am Boris, I am contractor for sewage. And this guy walks in and then starts swapping out the urine. So by swapping out the urine samples, they left these minuscule tool marks on all the bottles, which was found later by this McLaren investigator.
Yeah, ironically enough, from Western University.
Yeah.
Right here, basically in our own backyard, and it was an independent survey that once he started to find out all the allegations and you hear about it, you think, the one thing, and it's hard to say how much individual sports or individual athletes really know what's going on, like, you know, here's your sample, and after that, I don't know, never gave any more thought, or how much they may have really known what my country's kind of doing here.
And the funny thing is that when they went back to take a look at the samples, they had destroyed over 8,000 samples that are prior to 2014.
Yeah.
In this one lab. So even all the evidence is gone.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, and like I said, when you take a look at what's been going on in Russia, and now, I mean, whether it's, you know, starters, the track and field team, gone. But now the big question is, and that's it, do they kick Russia out altogether?
Yeah,
And you really feel for some, quite possibly, I'm sure, several clean athletes that maybe didn't know about this and have, or not taken anything. And all of a sudden, you've worked your entire life to get to the Olympics, the pinnacle, and your nation's been banned. I think one of the ways, though, and I think it would take away from the games for sure, if you know, a lot of these Russian athletes and Russian teams are not there, and if they want to try to send a message to not only Russia but any other countries, any other individuals that think, hey, I can get a little bit of an edge here, if you give them all the boot, there will be then I think it sends a pretty clear message for the next games. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I also think at the same time that it'll also go down the record books as, you know, that asterisk, right? That was the year Russia didn't show up.
I'm sorry?
They'll always be in the record books for Rio. It'll be the Olympics that Russia didn't show up to compete.
Yes, and it, like I said, both 80, 84, there's been other times in the past. So, yes, indeed, it'll have an asterisk beside it that if, you know, whatever the sport was, yeah, you won the gold medal in such and such, well, really the number one ranked runner in that event or the number one weightlifter in that category would have been a Russian. You likely would have won the silver or the bronze. But so, yeah, the athletes that do compete have to go. I just actually interviewed Noel Montcalm today.
Oh, great.
And, wow, what a thrill. You think, here's an Olympian, and lots of times, Chris, I'll compare. If this was a top-notch baseball player, basketball player, one, could I just call her, hey, hi, Noel, it's Bella. Oh, yeah, hi. Any chance I could meet you over at the when's convenient for you? She goes, well, I'm going to work out around noonish. How about 11:30? Is that absolutely 11:25? Here's Noel Montcalm, Good Bell River Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Who just, you would not get that in a lot of other countries, a lot of other sports. That here's at her game, the 400 meter hurdles, among the very best on the planet, and to make time and a big smile on her face, so polite, so mannerly, and as I mentioned, freaky fast.
Yeah.
You see the dedication that a lot. So I mean, you really feel for the athletes that do go. That they don't get tainted with, well, look, Russia's not there, they're not coming, you didn't run against the best. And when I talk to her about anything, about Zika, she goes, I've tried to focus on what I can do, not who else I'm running against, what my times are in preparation, everything else that goes on. But really, when you talk about athletes like that have, and you do, I think, have to feel for, I would think some of the Russians as well, then you can't paint them all with the same brush, but again, it would go down again, and this Olympic Games may certainly you know, not go off as one of the smoothest in history. Let's hope there's, you know, nothing major. But I think in a way to send a message to Russia, it's not just your track athletes.
Yep.
It's not, this is rampant. And it's not like, well, there was one or two guys. No, the country was, no matter what, you know, you take a look. I think today Vladimir Putin said, a spokesperson, that, you know, we're taking a look and some of these guys will be suspended. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
his sports minister.
I see the London Marathon organizers also say that a British court had ordered the Russian runner, I think it's Lilia Shubakova,
yeah,
to repay the prize money. Hey, you came here, you come to our little 5K, it's the London Marathon. You got some nice prize money out of that, something like £377,000. You know, it's a lot of $500,000. You cheated.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know, how about giving our money back? So, I mean, maybe a way to send a signal here is to ban them all together, and wow,
you know what?
We'll really start to hit the fan.
And absolutely, in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see it all kind of unravel.
Yeah, it sure will.
It's going to be exciting sports news, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve, thanks.
But I said it when I talked to Noel today, and I know that's going a little bit off, but it's going to be fantastic for anybody that's into running, just wants to get up close and get some autographs and a photo, and Tuesday at noon, next Tuesday at noon, a week from today, over at the Dennis Farrell Fieldhouse, appropriately named, at the University of Windsor. I send out these are just the Lancers that are involved, so obviously Noel Montcalm, Melissa Bishop, and from the basketball team, Maya Maria Langlois, they'll be there, and I think we're going to have a great turnout to send off those Olympians.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've just been contacting back and forth today with our local swimmer, Kylie Moss, out of LaSalle.
Yep.
She's still in Toronto training hard, and she's another Olympian. And, of course, then our 800-meter specialist, Brandon McBride, is also he's in Belgium running. He was in an event a couple of days ago in Belgium. He'll be back next Monday. So those five right off the bat, and I think it's great that we have – you know, a little connection here with some fantastic people and fantastic athletes right here in our own area.
Awesome. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, anytime, Chris. Keep running, man.
You too, Steve. Steve Bell, news, the sports director here at AMA 900, joining us to kind of go through the issues with the Russian doping scandal here. Next out, time for Song of the Week. This is Group Love with Welcome to Your Life.
You walk with a certain pride, and you notice when others do too. You share this connection because you donated blood, which means you gave life. And there's a certain je ne sais quoi that comes with that. All you know is that you're part of something powerful, and that's the connection you share with other donors. Join the movement. Book an appointment at blood.ca. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Give blood in Windsor at 3909 Grand Maris Road East. Book your appointment online at blood.ca.
Windsor, lace up your runners and take back the night this Saturday at the Color Run Night at Windsor's Riverfront Plaza.
Experience the happiest 5K featuring six bright glow zones decked out with neon colors, scented UV bubbles, and a black light zone.
Then party hard at the Finish Festival with a live DJ, dance contests, and even more color throws.
This event will sell out, so grab your friends and sign up at ca.thecolorrun.com.
Use promo code ASWE and save $5.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Complete Foot Care and Orthotics Center. Stop suffering with foot or ankle pain. Enjoy custom relief with customized foot orthotics from Complete Foot Care and Orthotics Center at 3020 Dougal.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Just a few clouds for tonight. A light northeast wind, the low of 18. Sunny for tomorrow, high of 29. A humid X of 35. Clear sky for tomorrow night, the low of 21. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, the high reaching 33. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers and a high of 34. Continuing warm for Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high of 33.
Where there's fun,
it's fun. It's fun.
There's sun.
Sun is shining.
You can find the AM 800 traveling trailer.
Every weekend, find us at all the best festival and events in Windsor, Essex.
And enter to win a $300 gas card from the Rebenberg Automotive family.
Hit the sandy beaches and the warm waters of Lake St. Clair for the Sun Splash Festival in Belle River, July 21st to 24th. Head down to Lakeview Park and celebrate summer. Enjoy the 15th annual Classic Car Cruise on Friday, plus activities like a carnival, lawnmower races, music, and jet ski races all weekend.
Check out a complete list of events at am800cklw.com. The traveling trailer is brought to you by St. Clair College Alumni, Libro Credit Union, and AM800CKLW.
If you're a graduate of St. Clair College, stay connected with your alumni association that's over 95,000 strong. Go to stclairalumni.com and be a part of upcoming special events, dinners, and giveaways.
Plus, visit Libro.ca to find a location near you. Libro Credit Union. Prosper here.
McDonald's Great Canadian Taste Adventure is back, where every week we serve a different menu item inspired by our great land. Try this week's feature, the Summer Country Chicken. It's made with Ontario farm-raised crispy seasoned chicken and topped with fresh leaf lettuce, a ripe tomato slice, and a creamy savory tomato and herb sauce. Hurry to McDonald's and enjoy a taste of Ontario anywhere in Canada, because the Summer Country Chicken leaves today. While supplies last at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
Here on Running Flat Radio, that's Group Love with Welcome to Your Life. It's a song we pick every week that's super new. That one, I think, is only like 3 days old. Something that's really fresh that you can actually put on your running mix, your workout mix, whatever you want to do. Group Love, Welcome to Your Life. Kind of a beat, kind of neat. Next week, Ben Kaplan will be back with us. And you're listening to Running Flat Radio. I got to tell you, this whole doping scandal thing, one last note I want to throw in here, because it's so wide-reaching. WADA, which is the overreaching testing body, has recommended to the IOC to decline entries for Rio 2016 to all athletes submitted by the Russian Olympic Committee and the Russian Paralympic Committee. So even their Paralympic athletes are out of this. Russian government officials should also be banned from the Summer Games, it says. WADA President Sir Craig Reedy called it the scope and scale and the findings of a real horror story. Unbelievable. Like I said, tune in to Mike and Lisa in the morning on the morning show with Steve Bell. Next couple of weeks, I'm sure it'll all be unraveling, and Beller will be on top of it. So thanks to my special guest, my good friend Chad Evans from The Color Run, and Steve Bell here from AM 800 Sports Department, as well as all of you for joining us today. For information about Color Run Nights, which is this Saturday, the Hockey Town 5K, Craft Draft, or any of our other races and runs, please go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our Facebook pages. We have, I think, 10 Facebook pages. Follow us on Twitter, at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show, really in record numbers, and allowing us to kind of keep you company on your run or your walk or your workout. We'll be back in 7 days with Jeff Gatting. He's the race director from the Wreck Beach Bear Buns Run, a naked 5K. Now, you want to talk about some challenges. Where do they put the bibs? So until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.